This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is scheduled to speak before the UN Security Council Tuesday after even more grisly evidence has emerged of civilian massacres in areas that Russian forces recently left in Ukraine. Western nations, meanwhile, are continuing to weigh further sanctions as they express their disgust as what they see are war crimes in Ukraine. Zelensky's comments to the Security Council are expected to be rich with symbolism, but the invitation and other displays of Western support are unlikely to alter the situation on the ground. Ukrainian officials say the bodies of at least 410 civilians have been found in towns around Kyiv that were recaptured from Russian forces, and they say a torture chamber was discovered in the town of Bucha outside the capital, Kyiv. Moscow, meanwhile, has denied accusations of killing civilians in Bucha, with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov characterizing the scenes as stage-managed anti-Russian provocation. Russia's UN ambassador said he would provide factual evidence regarding that characterization at Tuesday's Security Council meeting. Meanwhile, aid groups are still trying to get into the besieged port city of Mariupol to help the people stranded there. In an interview with the Associated Press, Alonia Sinenko with the International Red Cross in Ukraine describes the situation in Mariupol as dire, with people surviving on just about no aid at all.
The situation in Mariupol has been dire. People have been staying there for a week with absolutely no humanitarian supplies getting in. And our staff members have now been trying for 4 days to organize the safe passage for those people who want to leave the city, to be able to do that safely, and for those who want to bring some essential supplies for those who want to stay.
This is VOA News. Spanish Foreign Minister Jose Manuel Alvarez said Tuesday Spain will expel some 25 Russian diplomats and embassy staff from Madrid, joining other European nations in their response to alleged war crimes by Russian troops in Ukraine. Following a weekly cabinet meeting, Alvarez told reporters the country had decided to expel Russian diplomats and staff from the Russian embassy in Spain, who he said represent a threat to the interests and security of our country. He did not rule out further measures. The minister added the expulsions were also in response to the terrible actions carried out the past few days in Ukraine. He said the crimes cannot remain unpunished. Italy, Sweden, Denmark had already announced similar expulsions earlier on Tuesday. Russia continues to deny any war crimes in Bucha. A Shanghai city official said Tuesday the COVID-19 outbreak in China's largest metropolis remains extremely grim as a lockdown of confining some 26 million people there continues. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Most of eastern Shanghai, which was supposed to reopen last Friday, has remained locked down, along with the western half of the city. Concern is growing about the potential economic impact on China's financial capital, also a major shipping and manufacturing centre. The commercial city recorded another 13,354 cases on Monday, the vast majority of them asymptomatic. China's sent more than 10,000 health workers from around the country to aid the city, including 2,000 from the military and his mass testing residents. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in Hungary say five people were killed and more than 10 injured when a pickup truck crashed into a train in south central Hungary early Tuesday, derailing a train car. A police spokeswoman told the Reuters news agency the accident happened at a crossing near the town of Mindszent. She said the five people in the truck were killed. The spokeswoman said the vehicle was registered in Hungary and was carrying local workers. The state railway company confirmed the accident, saying the train was on its way from Kiskunfelekaza to Hudmezhevásahely when it collided with the truck, derailing a train car with 22 passengers. They said 10 people on the train were injured, two of them severely. The railway officials say the truck drove onto the tracks, ignoring signals to stop. Repeating this hour's top news story, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky's speech is scheduled to speak before the UN Security Council Tuesday after even more grisly evidence emerged of civilian massacres in areas that Russian forces recently departed in Ukraine. You can find more information on this story and all the stories we're covering on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.